Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And we're at our last review of our holiday series.
Yes, indeed.
Back to the Future, the musical.
Now, this was my choice and I'm going to own it. And I'm going to say that as a child of the 80s, I have a deep love in my heart for Back to the Future. So I went in with anticipation and anxiety and all of the feels because I really wanted to see what they had to give us on this one.
And look, here's the thing. I don't dislike Back to the Future. I think it's a really good movie. It's actually quite a great movie. But I don't need to see it on stage. And I think we're coming in with very different expectations. You wanted to see the movie you love replicated on the stage.
Kind of.
And I wanted them to answer a basic fundamental question on why turn this into a musical.
And I don't actually think that that part of the equation was necessarily addressed. I think that the music itself was not particularly toe-tapping, jazz-handing, and so on, but I did think that the staging of this was sensational. Not just the car, although the car. They had basically lit up the stage and the front third of the theatre like a giant computer memory board. And there were lights flashing everywhere, plus what was going on stage. I thought that the way they had brought the whole thing together was really lovely. I thought the sets within that, because, you know, we're travelling from the 1950s to the 1980s and so on, and how they replicated those two time frames in schools and diners and homes, etc., and in fashion. Can I just say the 80s fashion were really tragic.
Look, here's the thing. I'm not denying all those things. I think the tech, the spectacle of this show is stunning and is undeniable. I just go, why? Who cares? Like, I know who cares. I was in that audience and everybody else was eating that up. Parents were bringing their kids and men were bringing their sons and their daughters and they were having a good time at the theatre. And for a lot of that audience, it may have been their first time at the theatre. And I'm usually a big proponent of that. But this, I just go, it's all style and there's nothing there. Even your Disney musicals, there's something beautiful in their heart. This feels commercial and cynical and cash grabby in a way that I really found off-putting.
Oh, you're a cynic. You're horrible. Look, wasn't the slickest book I've ever read, heard? Nah. Was the music the toe-tappingest melodies I've ever heard? Nah. But I think a couple of things. Undeniable talent on stage. Undeniable tech, set, lighting, costumes. All of those things that create the magic of theatre. And look, is there any reason to bring any movie to the stage? No, not really, except to expose it to other generations
I disagree. Patrons. I fundamentally disagree. We mentioned Monty Python Spamalot in our most recent review. That is an adaptation of the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And there is an argument, oh, why bring Monty Python and the Holy Grail to the stage? And that show fundamentally answers that because it says what we are doing here is the way that Monty Python is a parody of a certain type of film. Monty Python Spamalot is a parody of a certain type of musical. And it answers a fundamental question of why this needs to be a musical. Back to the Future doesn't.
It doesn't need to be, but I think it can carry it off. What it does is it immerses the audience within the story because you're in this tight-knit community with it happening all around you and those kinds of things.
Go to a cinema and watch the movie with a crowd.
No, don't be ridiculous. It is not the same thing. It is not the same art form. And I thought there was something actually really beautiful in looking at the demographics of that audience. Young people who at the end were treating it like a rock concert, a lot of families, and as you said, fathers bringing their sons. There are not that many shows that will have that happen, and I thought that was really special and a way of introducing new audiences and new demographics into the theatre to enjoy what the theatrical spectacle can be. And the young man playing Marty...
Casey Likes
was really good. Look, I thought he had just this absolute charisma and stage presence that was exceptional.
Maybe. Look, I don't disagree with all the things you're saying. I thought the performances were great. I thought the set, the lighting and all those things were great. I just kind of go, I want a bit of art with my artistry. And I thought that was just... Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm being a Grinch. And
you are a negative Nelly.
Okay, yeah, I am. So what?
Where is the power of love?
Okay. Look, I get it, okay? I don't like this position, and I wish I could give it a...
Look, you don't have to like it just because I did. I didn't love it. I didn't come out saying that is the most fundamentally exciting thing I've ever seen, but I came out thinking... That was a good time, and I think for finishing off this season, a good time is something that I was very happy to have.
Look, I guess when I want a good time, I see Spamalot, because I think that is cleverer than this.
But I wanted to see something new.
And I think if you want to see something new, there are far better shows on Broadway. Even a show that I think... could have been terrible, would have been, I think, more interesting than Back to the Future.
I was happy.
Okay, cool. Look, I'm glad I saw it, and I don't think we wasted a night or anything. I just kind of just went, yeah.
Can I also say, give points to George McFly, who was played by, is that Hugh Coles?
Yes, that is Hugh Coles.
He was one of the most bendy people I've ever seen. His dance style, etc., and his limbs seemed to defy human anatomy in a way that I just couldn't take my eyes off. It was...
And Roger Bart as Doc was also pretty good. Like, there were some really strong performances. I just kind of didn't care.
I think it was for the lovers of the film to bring it to a new audience.
I like the film. I have nothing against the film. I think it is a great film. I'll even say I love the film. But I have...
No, it's okay. You don't have to justify your feeling. You can feel what you feel.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, Grinch Face, what are you going to give it?
Look. Sorry. In terms of quality, I can't deny that it's there. So it's a hard one. Look, I think I'm going to give it... the bottom end of a distinction.
Wow. You surprised me. The way you were talking, I thought there was no way you were going to go beyond a credit.
I was tossing up between a credit and a distinction, but I thought, you know what, I won't be totally grinchy. I am going to give this a distinction, but
come on. Interesting, because I'm going to give it a distinction, but at the top end of the distinction, because I had a good time.
I think theatre should give you more than a good time.
I think it doesn't always have to. To be honest, I think that sometimes I want to be stretched. But if you take something like Spamalot, really, does it give you anything more than a good time?
I think Spamalot does it. Less crassly.
Well, no, but the question is, I think we're asking, does it need to give you more than a good time? And I think the answer is sometimes no. Sometimes feel good is good enough.
Okay.
And that'll do us. See ya.
Bye.